WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That highly anticipated border security bill has now been unveiled, but House Speaker Mike Johnson is vowing not to even put it up for a vote.
It was Republicans who demanded border security in exchange for additional funding to Israel and Ukraine. Now the House is moving forward with just aid to Israel. That throws into doubt any future aid to Ukraine. And while they are rejecting this set of border provisions, they are taking the rare step moving forward with this week with a vote to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
ABC Senior National Correspondent Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. A nonstop barrage of water hitting California. Record rain, flooding, mudslides, damaging winds. Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency in 8 counties. President Biden is vowing further retaliation following the wave of U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militia groups across the Middle East. And FIFA has announced the World Cup final is coming to the New York metro area. The 2026 final to be held at MetLife Stadium. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One man has died after his pickup truck hit a bridge and rolled into a body of water near Laval on Saturday night. It happened around 11:25. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene where the pickup was partially underwater near County Trunk F. The 56-year-old man was declared dead at the scene. The crash is still under investigation. The Interstate 39-90-94 corridor between Madison and Wisconsin Dells is being studied for a major project. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is narrowing down alternatives for some of the intersections and highway stretches. A public involvement meeting took place on Wednesday at the Wisconsin Dells High School, where the department laid out updated ideas for the potential project, in which construction would likely start in 2030 if approved at the state level. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
It is going to be foggy and frosty this morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. Our high today, 45, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with more fog. Our low down to 28 tomorrow. Fog in the morning, then sunshine with a high of 48. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21. 99.7.
Something's bugging, something ain't right. My best friend told me. chance, we'll stay home and stare.
Max FM.
The dark side's calling out of the misery. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's flying. Slipping to the dark side that draws a line. On the dark side.
John Cafferty on the dark side. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, you know, there's a lot of people in their 20s right now that don't get a whole lot of sleep. Or 40s, or maybe even older. It depends on how your sleeping habits actually are. Uh-huh. I would consider myself to be one of the old people who's not getting a lot of sleep. But they're still trying to keep the party life going while slowly acclimating to a more professional life of being awake and ready for work in the morning. Good luck to you on that. That only lasts a few years before you absolutely can't keep it up anymore. Trust us, we're old now, Finn. We know how this all goes down, right? Yeah. Not to mention the possibility of maybe having young kids who kind of wreak havoc on the sleep as well. Well, there was an article that was recently published claiming that this hot new bedtime for 20-somethings is actually old people bedtime. They're saying like 9 or 10 o'clock. An analysis found that young adults between the ages of 18 and 34 went to bed on average at 10:06 p.m. in January compared with 10:18 9 p.m. last January. So not a huge difference, but just a few minutes earlier. The idea is that young people are understanding the link between sleep and health more than previous generations did, and they're also prioritizing sleep time over any fear of missing out that they may be having on those late night activities, which is good. I mean, there is a really direct correlation between how much sleep you're getting and some of the health effects that people have, yeah. Right? I mean, there's been tons of research on this recently. That doesn't mean that they're not going out, though. They talked to, in this particular article, several young adults who said that they go out for dancing and drinks at 5 or 6 o'clock, maybe catching the early bird special. Who knows, right? In addition to wanting more sleep, they also say that the shift to more remote work is having an impact, because if you have a long commute or hit rush hour traffic, you might not get home until, like, say, 7 o'clock, right? Which leaves limited time for other stuff like going to the gym, eating dinner, doing chores, just vegging out, binging, whatever you want to do. Working from home eliminates that commute and may allow for some of that stuff like going to the gym or folding your laundry, because that's super exciting, to be done earlier or during break. So it's kind of interesting, the change in lifestyle that we're starting to see in this shift. And I think it's interesting how many people are putting a focus on their overall health, not just going to the gym, not just working out, everything from the mental health to the sleeping habits, all of that. People are starting to figure out that this all kind of goes hand in hand to really live a healthy overall lifestyle, right? And I think that's good if we can start incorporating some of those things and have those habits earlier in life instead of just getting around to it when you're too old to really want to change things.
Old people bedtime is cool.
That's right. Plus, that's right.
You know what? Before you know it, this younger generation, they're gonna finally understand the benefits of the 4:30 dinner time, the 4:30 buffet.
Well, it sounds
time.
Like they're getting close. I mean, it sounds like they're getting really close to having those early bird specials. You're going to have the early bird specials for the 60-plus crowd and the 20-plus crowd. I mean, it's completely different, but who knows? It is interesting, though. And, you know, it was funny because when we went to the storm chasing conference this weekend, you know, there was a lot of talk about some of the storms, some, because there weren't a lot last year, but some of the storms and the forecasting and how the day set up as far as weather goes. There was a huge emphasis this year, though, on mental health and taking care of yourself, not just when you're out there seeing awful things, because let's face it, some of these chasers do when they come up on scenes of towns and homes and all of that kind of stuff, but just overall in their daily lives. And I was actually impressed at the trajectory and the openness that some of these people had about talking through some of the issues and asking questions. I was really impressed. So I think it's a good thing when we can start incorporating all of this into overall health. Because, you know, when your sleep is affected, you feel awful. When your mental health is being affected, it can, you know, make you feel awful or make you have symptoms and where you're running to the doctor like, what is wrong with me? And then they keep doing all these tests and they're like, nothing is wrong with you. And then it turns out that maybe you just need to talk through some things. But I think it's a good thing when we can start being at least acknowledging that they all kind of go hand in hand. And it's not just how much you work out at the gym or how much you're doing, how much weight you're lifting, how much cardio you're doing. I think these are good things that we can build upon in life. And I think it's good that the young generations, look at them. They're always ahead of the game, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Got to take care of yourself. Sleep deprivation.
That's right.
It is the worst.
It's awful. It's awful. Worst. It really, truly is. And I felt a little bit of that this morning. I don't know why. I got up and, you know, I was lack of sleep. I went to bed a little later than I should have last night because we were watching the Grammy Awards. And I woke up this morning. It was lot later than it normally is. I felt just a little groggy, felt a little like you have that floating sensation where you're like, okay, I'm doing this, but you feel like you're kind of watching yourself go through the motions, all of that kind of stuff. So no, it truly, truly is a thing. So yeah, definitely take care of yourself. Get some sleep. That's why I love going to bed if I can get to bed early. I don't like to sleep and I don't sleep often, but if I can get there, I really do try. I have discovered though that I might need a weighted blanket. I discovered this weekend when we were in Dallas. The motel room was cold, right? It's Dallas. The air conditioners are always on because it was like 70 some degrees and really humid when we got there Thursday night and into Friday until those storms came through. Saturday, by the way, gorgeous day. Couldn't have asked for better. 70 degree weather, light breeze. It was perfect. Anyway, we were sleeping and I was freezing the very first night. absolutely freezing. And so the next night, Corey went ahead and he put, like, took the duvet cover and his blankets, because he only needs a sheet, and he put half of them on me. Slept like I'd never slept before. But see, it was heavy. And then the next night we tried it again. I didn't have them on me, and then I slept awful. When we recovered me with the weight, I was like, oh, I can go to sleep now. So I'm almost not wondering if maybe I need to try the weighted blanket route. I know that works for a lot of people. I know a lot of people love them. I know it helps a lot of people. I see, and I don't get hot. I'm always freezing. So I'm kind of thinking maybe we should give that a try. Maybe that would help. Even if I got like an extra hour of sleep out of the whole thing, to me that would be worth it, because I definitely don't get enough sleep. Just
an hour is everything.
It is.
When you're not getting that much sleep, one additional hour really helps out.
It really, really does. And, you know, and then Corey yesterday, I was so exhausted when we got up, because I literally got about 5 hours of sleep from the time we went to bed on Saturday night to when I woke up to shower and get ready to go to the airport. He's like, you can sleep on the plane. I don't sleep on planes. I can't sleep on planes. There's something about it. I'm awful if I have to do overnight travel anywhere, because I absolutely cannot sleep on an airplane. There's too many things going on. There's other people making noise. Then like yesterday, we didn't have seats that reclined because it was just like one of those little Airbuses, a direct flight from Dallas to Madison. And of course, we know that they don't land huge planes at Madison. It's not a big airport, but it is certainly convenient. But do the head bob thing, you know, when you're trying to go to sleep, but nobody's sleeping through that. Nobody is going to sleep through that. I absolutely can't. So no, I'm awful if I have to do overnight travel on a plane. It's hard.
Plus, you know, your mind was probably pretty active when you were watching the Grammys, because you were into it. You were, you know, you were involved in what was going on with the Grammy Awards. By the way, I wanted to ask you, because I didn't see him last night. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if, I can't remember if you mentioned this or not, but so Annie Lennox showed up, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Gosh, that was another
Sinead
tribute.
O'Connor.
The memoriam was so darn good. I forgot about Annie Lennox. No, she did Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor. And it was Annie Lennox. There was a guitarist, and I believe maybe somebody on piano. I honestly can't even tell you, because I was focused on Annie Lennox. It was literally just these three women on stage and Annie Lennox performing. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
She's such a class act.
She can still sing her behind off, and she's still amazing. U2 also showed up. They were doing their concert at the Sphere. They did this really cool thing where they injected U2 performing at the Sphere in Las Vegas, giving out a nomination, an award from Vegas with their audience there while they were performing at the Sphere. It was actually really, really cool. It was a cool way of incorporating it. And of course, U2, we all know how iconic they are. There were just a lot of really cool moments and a lot of really cool things that they did during the Grammys last night that I was a little impressed, because we've seen how these award shows over the years have just not been that great, and everybody looks bored, nobody's having a really great time, and no, that was complete opposite last night. Opposite. It was a lot of fun to watch, and the audience was engaged, and Trevor Noah, you know, he's so darn funny, and everybody in the audience loved him, and he wasn't one of those comedians who will crack a joke about a star to insult them. It's just a legitimate joke, and it's funny, and the whole audience would laugh, and Taylor Swift did not get offended when he made an NFL crack about her and all of that kind of stuff, you know? In fact, he defended her. He's like, it's not her problem. The cameras turn to her all the time, which I agree, you know, but we don't, the NFL needs to get a clue, not Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
At least that's how we'll put it today. I don't know. We're going to see an awful lot of her come Sunday at the Super Bowl. So,
and that's the thing I was going to say is, after this tour wraps up, I think she should lay low for a while, because, you know, I mean,
I don't know if she's got plans to stop this anytime soon. She's just added more 2025. She's starting to add 2025 dates back in the United States and stuff. Yeah. It is absolutely insane. I don't know if this tour is ever going to actually wrap up, but as long as she's selling tickets and it's still in demand, you know, I mean, it's a thing. And now you got to think that once this new album comes out here in just a few weeks,
she'll go back out on tour.
Right. I mean, you're thinking that the Eras is probably probably going to keep going, and now you're going to add this new mix of stuff into there. So 2 years in the making, she said this album has been. So we'll see what she ends up doing. But and she said last night, she's like, I want to do this for the rest of my life. She's like, this is what I'm meant to do. She said it when she accepted her Album of the Year award. And she said it's because of the fans that she said I get up every day and continue to do it. And so we'll see what she does. But apparently she can sleep on a plane because she's coming from Tokyo to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. I would be asleep up in the booth up there with the family. But I think she's used to the overnight travel probably a little better than the rest of us. We'll put it like that. So we've got some puppies and kitties we have to talk about quickly here this morning, Finn. They need some really great homes. And of course, we're talking about our Pets of the Week over at the Sauk County Humane Society. And we've got a couple of little beauties here today. And we're going to actually talk about our Dog of the Week first, whose name is Noelle. And we actually, she was the Dog of the Week a few weeks ago. She's a 2-year-old tri-colored floppy-eared hound mix, maybe beagle and hound. Obviously, nobody really knows for sure.
Adorable.
She came into, she is. She's beautiful. She came into the shelter as a stray in December. She was spotted running loose in a rural Reedsburg area, and several days after setting a trap, they were finally able to catch her and get her to the shelter where she was happy to be safe, warm, and fed. She is a very, very sweet girl who does well on a leash walk. She's got her hound nose to the ground, so of course you're going to have to give her time for all those sniffs. She will lean into you for attention and for petting as well. She can be shy around new people, but with patience, she does warm up. Obviously, she's gone through a few things in life, so Noelle's got to probably feel the trust in you a little bit. She has done very well with other dogs. She basically ignores them. Can't ask for better than that. She could share a home with children. No cats, though. Obviously, the hound mix in there. She will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before she goes home. But just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful girl. So wow. Make sure you check her out if you're looking to add a new family friend. And then, of course, we have our sweet little cat of the week, whose name is Kylie. Kylie is a 4-month-old black and yellow tortie, domestic short hair mix. She is a bundle of energy. Isn't she adorable? And she loves playtime. Yeah. She'll meet you at her kennel door. She's ready to get out. She wants to head into the socialization room for some action. She loves the little mouse toys, and she spends time batting them all over the room. Action is definitely Kylie's thing. She has played with other kittens. She's done very well with them. If you're looking for an active gal to maybe complete your home a little bit, she could be the one for you. So definitely check her out. Isn't she sweet? Look at her face. She's adorable. Sweetie. She is spayed, she'll be microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before she goes home. Now, of course, over at the Humane Society, they're always looking for some donations. Canned dog food is the big one right now. The cupboard is completely empty, and they use that canned dog food to encourage dogs who need to increase their calorie intake. Frequently, dogs who come in as strays are thin and malnourished. Dogs who receive a dental while in the shelter might need soft foods. Maybe they've had extraction of teeth or something like that, or they come in with very poor dental health and are waiting some sort of procedure. So that canned food is very important. If you think you can help out with that, you can have it delivered through Chewy or Amazon. You can take it over yourself, but don't necessarily need to do the shopping as long as you can have it delivered to their door. Now, they've also got something else going on, and this is just in time for Valentine's Day, and I love this. Now, we talked about a shelter in the United States doing a thing where you could basically name a cat, like a cat's poo, and after your ex. Well, they're kind of doing the same thing over at the Humane Society. If you've got a crappy ex, or maybe a coworker who insists on asking more questions when the meeting was supposed to end 15 minutes ago, Sauk County Humane Society is here to help this Valentine's Day because they understand that this is a holiday that may not be for everyone, so you don't need to fret. They've got you completely covered. You can enjoy your retribution. I love the play on words this morning. For a $10 donation, you can sponsor a litter box. They'll put the name of your choosing on a heart. They'll place it on the litter box, and then the cats will do their best to take care of that litter box and fill it all up. Then they're
Vengeance is mine.
Exactly. Then they're going to toss it out with the kitty litter like they deserve. That is awesome. You can call, email, or stop by to get your sponsorship now through February 14th. They are open every day from 8 to 5 p.m. You can also head over to their donation page over at saukhumane.org. Enter your bio and enter in your poop list. into the comment section. So again, if you want to help out the shelter animals, you've got a crappy ex or somebody that you just really would love to see a little poo hit them. This is a good opportunity for this Valentine's Day, Finn. Sockhumane.org once again to make sure you get that retro. I'm going to use it again because it's so good. Retropution. I love a good play on words. They helped me out this morning. So make sure you do that. What a fun way to get some money for the shelter animals, exactly. Isn't it? We'd love to see all those litter boxes at the shelter just with a heart, multiple hearts maybe even on them, right? Because if they get multiple, you got to have enough litter boxes for everybody to go around. So
indeed,
cats will do their thing. They certainly will. So make sure you check that out. Again, check out Noelle, check out Kylie. Sockhumane.org is that website one more time. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Beautiful today. Lots of sunshine. 45 for a high. Took Aspie for a long walk yesterday afternoon when we got home because it was just gorgeous out. Her and Dexter did very well together, by the way, in case anybody was wondering. Yeah, I was a little skeptical of how that was going to go. In fact, we walked in the door, she came over to greet us, and then she went and chewed on her cheese stick again. I was like, well, that means she doesn't absolutely need anything from us because she was not missing anything the entire time we were gone. It was good though, right? Because that means she was taken care of and loved. 28 for a low tonight, then tomorrow some fog in the morning, sunshine by the afternoon with a high near 48. Right now, it's 22.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors. Now, more about your public health department.
Public Health Sauk County aims to make Sauk County a place where all who live, work, and visit here can thrive. We do this through a number of programs, services, and initiatives. For example, our environmental health staff make sure your water and food are safe to consume. Our nurses support young families with home visits, and our community health team is working to prevent the use of alcohol and tobacco among our youth. These are just a few of the ways in which we work to make Sauk County a healthy place for everyone. In the coming weeks, you will have an opportunity to share your thoughts about the health of Sauk County. Public Health, in partnership with the Ho-Chunk Nation and area hospitals, will be conducting a community survey to hear from you about what is working well and what needs improvement. Stay tuned to hear more about Public Health Sauk County and how you can contribute to the health of your community.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Backroad Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Backroad Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to you, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
8:28 right now. We hope that you are having a great Monday. I know we'd much rather be on weekend time, but hey, we got some sunshine, so that's some good news, right? Trying to find the bright spot on a Monday. I'll do what I can. It's David Bowie and Queen now. This is Under Pressure on 99.7 Max FM.
Bye. looked away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but I don't want.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:32 right now, and of course, Finn, on Friday, we celebrated Groundhog's Day, and we know that Punxsutawney Phil predicted an early spring for just the 20th time since Groundhog Day started over 130 years ago. A few states over, though, things weren't all rainbows and butterflies on Friday. I don't know if you've heard about this, but Kentucky had its own weather-predicting groundhog named Major, or I guess in this case we should say had their own groundhog, because Major actually died on Groundhog Day. That is incredibly sad to hear. Now, before we get PETA on the phone here this morning, he wasn't mishandled and his shadow didn't scare him to death or anything like that. He was close to 10, which, if you know anything about groundhogs, is pretty darn old for one, and he died of natural causes. A place called Second Chances Wildlife Center took him in as a baby, and he lived there his entire life. They put out a statement saying they knew this was coming, and he passed away peacefully. Sadly, he was just about to retire, though. This was set to be his final year of predicting before he turned things over to his protege, a younger groundhog named Josie Burrow, named after Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. They're getting pretty creative over there at the Wildlife Sanctuary, aren't they? The Wildlife Center says right before Major passed, he coached Josie through her first forecast, and just like Phil, she also said that we will have an early spring. So I guess, you know, it's good the torch has been handed down, but a little sad that they lost Major on Groundhog Day.
That is sad.
That's pretty much how I would go out at some point in life. Like on a major day when it's supposed to be a celebration of me, that'll be it. I can understand where Major is coming from on this one.
I have to be honest, though. I don't think any of the groundhogs were working too hard this year.
I mean,
everybody predicting it's going to be an early spring. Duh. I mean,
yeah, right?
We're kind of already there, aren't we? Did you see that in Chicago, the Groundhog Day cast, most of them, or some of them anyway, reunited to
proclaim
it as Harold Ramis Day. Yeah,
Brian
Doyle Murray were both there. It was kind of cool to watch.
Very, very cool. No, I missed that in all the excitement of chaser activities. Yeah. My goodness.
You were on your way to Dallas.
Man. No, that's probably the most exciting thing ever. I did completely miss that. I had to spend a lot of time catching up on things that were happening when we got to the airport.
Sure.
And I couldn't go back that many days. But that's really cool. That would be really cool to have it named after the movie. Because, I mean, everybody loves that movie. It was a great one. So that would be fantastic. You know, it was funny because everybody always laughs about the groundhog thing. We know Pete has tried to get the gold coin instead of the groundhog, which I still don't understand how that would work at all. But 39% accuracy from Punxsutawney Phil since he's been predicting the weather. By the way.
Right.
I mean, if you're putting your hopes and dreams in a groundhog as far as an early spring, you should probably not do that. I'm just saying it's probably not the right way to go. It's kind of like going to the farmer's almanac to see, you know, how much snow you're going to have in a given season.
I do kind of feel a little sorry for them, though. I mean, they're just completely manhandled when they're just, you know, I mean, then to get lifted up into the air, and it's like, dude, I'm in my little den here. Can you just
hibernation
let me chill?
Season for them, right?
Exactly.
This is probably why PETA wants to get involved. Corey also texted me, and he says even meteorologists get it right more than 39% of the time as far as the weather. So there you go, little science involved in that one. Puxitani Phil, thank you for everything that you do, I guess.
And Jimmy
that's
the groundhog.
Right. Yeah, did Jimmy see his shadow down in Sun Prairie? Do we know?
No, he predicted an early spring, too.
All right.
Kind of a no-brainer again. So
we'll see what happens. And we were looking at the forecast as we were sitting in the airport, and Corey keeps showing me like the rain, you know, like the long-range models and temperatures keep saying that it's going to be above normal for temperatures. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. You know, honestly, if it would stay in the 40s now for a while, upper 30s, mid-40s, I would be totally okay with that until spring. I have to be honest. I really, really would. I would not be one of those people that's upset. Now, I know snowmobilers, I know skiers, they're probably not loving it.
Shipped.
But
man.
The rest of us, though, we're like, you know what? It's totally fine. It's totally fine if you want to stay a little warmer for the next few weeks. Coming up, speaking of warmer temperatures, it is going to be beautiful over the next couple of days. 45 today, 48 tomorrow. We're talking lots of sunshine as well. We'll tell you more about your forecast in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMChealth.com.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Second-ranked Purdue dominated number 6 Wisconsin on the boards, holding a 42-29 rebound advantage on the way to a 75-69 win over the Badgers in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Wall had 20 points to lead the way, but the Badgers hit just 3 of 19 from distance in the loss. Coach Greg Gard says his team got jump shot happy.
It's great when they're going in, but it's fool's gold. You know, it's not gonna last, and it's not gonna work over the long haul against a really good team. So yes, I think why we're not shooting enough free throws is because we're taking jump shots. You're not gonna get fouled on pull up jump shots that are, you know, contested, and you're likely not going to make a high enough percentage of them to make it worth it.
Badgers now tied with Illinois at 8-3 for second place in the Big Ten. The Illini won in overtime over Nebraska 87-84 yesterday. Bucks dropped to 1-3 under new coach Doc Rivers, falling to Utah 123-108. Giannis led all scorers with 33 in the loss. The Bucks will wrap up their road trip at Phoenix tomorrow night. Super Bowl teams arrived in Las Vegas. They take to the stage for Media Day tonight. Sports Illustrated also reporting the Raiders
Bears have their new offensive coordinator, hiring former Bears OC Luke Getsy yesterday. On the ice, second-ranked Badger women won their 11th straight, knocking off St. Cloud State 5-2 yesterday. Badger men split their series with the Gophers over the weekend, pulling out a 2-1 shootout victory on Saturday night. Wisconsin sold out at the Kohl Center for the first time since 2019. The 15,359 fans on hand, the largest crowd for a college hockey game this season.
Unbelievable. You know, I've heard about it. I've witnessed it only a couple times a few years ago, and they can make a difference, and they did tonight.
Mike Hastings' Badgers host Notre Dame this weekend. In baseball, the Twins signed first baseman Carlos Santana to a one-year deal worth $5.25 million. He finished up with the Brewers last season. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be foggy and frosty this morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny. Our high today, 45, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy with more fog. Our low down to 28 tomorrow. Fog in the morning, then sunshine with a high of 48. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
99.7.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, just saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick. I like a stinking ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go. Cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. The Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my arms aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium, home of the Robbie.
'80s, '90s, and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Songs of yesterday.
Here I go again. There is Whitesnake. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:48 right now. And on this Monday, Finn, we always need something to celebrate. That's why we're going to run through these calendar days. So we're going to start out with one that's not super enlightening because, well, we don't like to see disasters in this world. But today is Disaster Day. You know, of course, we know that they come in all forms. Shipwrecks, terrorist attacks, hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes, volcanoes, epidemics, floods, famines, fires, and obviously, there's so much more that you can add to that list. Some are natural disasters, others are man-made, some are even a combination of the two. I mean, I think of the Titanic when I think of disasters that have struck our history. So there you go. Do we really need to celebrate those? Maybe acknowledge them. I don't think we want to celebrate those. This is also an interesting one on the list. It is National Shower with a Friend Day today. And I guess I would just make sure that you're really, really good friends if you're going that route would be my first suggestion, right? And make sure you're both on the same page before you also go that route if you're going to partake in National Shower with a Friend Day.
Would be wise.
My husband also pointed out that while we were talking about stinky rats, as he called them, predicting the weather, today is National Weather Person's Day. So there is that. Yeah. He was like, thanks for that, by the way. I was like, yeah, you know I don't look ahead to this stuff. Come on now. And then, of course, we've got National Fart Day on our list as well. So there you have
Wonderful.
And, you know, there's some people who don't need it to be just a specific day to make it happen. Technically, the term for gas that builds up in our stomachs, and we all know, and we all know what happens. Flatulence, as we like to call it, the more proper term. But some people like to fart just because it's fun. Some people think it's funny. Some people just can't help themselves. But these are the topics that we talk about here on a Monday. So there you have it. And then we have a couple of food ones as well. Today is World Nutella Day. Now I do love some good Nutella. Depends on what it is. I think some people get a little Nutella crazy. Like, I'm not a big fan of Nutella crepes. I don't know why. It's just not my thing. It feels like a little too much sweetness. But I do love some good Nutella. Give me some wheat toast and put some Nutella on there. It's absolutely delicious. Maybe a graham cracker or two. Also love my Nutella on a graham cracker. Now, this is one I can definitely get behind, though. It's National Chocolate Fondue Day today. Now, I've talked about it before. There's nothing like the Golden Corral. Hate buffets, but there's nothing like the Golden Corral Chocolate Wonderfall. You can cover everything to your heart's desire with chocolate. If you want to go get corn on the cob and cover it with chocolate, that's an option. If you want to get some steak or some chicken and cover it in chocolate, that's some option. Now, I would go for the sweeter things in life, like the marshmallows and the strawberries, maybe even the pineapple they always have available. But doesn't matter. It's an option. You can cover anything in chocolate. That's why we love a good chocolate fondue.
good stuff.
It is good stuff. You know, there's restaurants that specialize in just the fondues of life. I can't get behind those, though. I have a hard time with the restaurants that just deal with fondues, mostly because I feel like I'm starving at the end of it. We've eaten at those before, right? But you get a few squares of stuff that you're supposed to dip and things like that, and I'm like, really? This is what I'm supposed to eat, huh? Because when I go in somewhere, I'm hungry. Like, I want food, right? I don't want to be dipping my food, and I don't want little chunks of it. I want, like, actual food to tide me over.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time with some of those restaurants, even though it is always delicious. But to me, that's an appetizer. That's not like my actual meal.
Well, yeah, it's just not going to stay in your system very long, right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we spend a lot of money at those restaurants to dip things in different, like, cheeses and, like, ranches and all that kind of stuff. Again, appetizer. Until you bring the chocolate. I mean, if we could just do a whole night of chocolate, oh, I'd be all about that, too. It'd be good. I would be totally about that. Taking a look at the forecast. By the way, no matter how you're celebrating today, make sure it's a good one. Just don't fart on National Fart Day in the shower with your friend. Just saying. That's going to ruin the moment for everybody involved. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Beautiful today. Lots of sunshine. 45 for a high. Mostly cloudy. Some more fog tonight down to 28. And then tomorrow, some fog in the morning. Sun, though, by the afternoon. Going to be another gorgeous day, Finn, with a high near 48. Right now, it's 22. Time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's another opportunity to celebrate the beautiful bald eagles in Sauk Prairie for Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0. The River Arts Center, once again, will be the spot for it. The lobby will open at 9 a.m., plus ticket pickup opportunities at that point. There'll be an expo and kids activities from 10 until 4. Also have an eagle release video, laughing with animals presentation, a live Birds of Prey show as well. All shows are free, but a ticket is required. And then you can also just do your own eagle watching at the Overlook from 8 until 4 p.m. And the Trip Museum will also be having their bird collection and a presentation from 12:45 to 1:30. All the details can be found at FairyBluffEagleCouncil.org. Once again, Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0 is Saturday, February 10th. And kick off your Super Sunday with the VFW Buffet Breakfast. This monthly event is hosted by the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916. They've got made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, pancakes, cakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. Pricing's $10 per person, and children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Of course, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This is from 8 a.m. until noon, every second Sunday of the month, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.